A Salt and Buttercream, Lexie Baker Cozy Mystery Series, Book 16. Written by Leanne Dobbs. Chapter 1.
Crime is really getting out of hand here in Brookridge Falls. Mona Baker put the small-town paper down on the cafe table and pointed at the headline. Lexie Baker turned from where she had been straightening the white ceramic mugs at the coffee station in her bakery to look at her grandmother. Mona, or Nans, as Lexie called her, was seated at one of the cafe tables next to the large window with her three senior citizen friends. Beyond them, Lexie could see Main Street with its old brick stores, colorful awnings, and planters full of lush flowers. Across the street, the waterfall sparkled in the sunlight. And right in front of the bakery, sparrows searched for crumbs around the wrought iron cafe table she'd put out on the sidewalk. Nans's three cohorts, Ruth, Ida, and Helen, leaned over the paper. The four of them came to the cup and cake right as Lexie opened up on most mornings to sip coffee, eat pastries, and discuss recent town events of interest. Unfortunately, the events that typically interested them had to do with crime, which often led to investigations, which often led to the four of them getting into trouble. A robbery at Faraday Jewelers? That's the second robbery in a month, Ida said. Maybe Ruth should ask Vinnie about it, Helen joked. Just a few weeks ago, the four of them had gotten involved in solving a murder related to the robbery of an estate. During the investigation, Ruth had reconnected with an old friend of hers, Vinnie, who was now in prison for that robbery. Too bad it's just a robbery. Ida sat back in her chair and bit into a chocolate cupcake with Swiss buttercream frosting. Lexie was trying the recipe out and had asked for Ida's opinion. Ida chewed thoughtfully, wiped a smudge of frosting from the corner of her mouth, glanced up at Lexie, and gave a thumbs up for approval before taking another bite. Yeah, robberies are kind of boring. Nan sipped her coffee. But seeing as there's been no murders, maybe we should keep our investigative skills sharpened by trying to figure out who the culprit is. Lexie grabbed a coffee pot and went over to top off their mugs. She liked to keep tabs on their plans and felt it was her duty to try to steer the ladies out of danger, though they didn't often listen to her. When they got it into their heads to investigate a murder, things could get dangerous. A simple robbery would be a refreshing change of pace.
That's not a bad idea, Helen said. I need to launch my own investigation over at the senior center.
Ruth frowned.
Why?
Helen leaned in and lowered her voice.
Someone has been stealing cake cups from the pantry.
The other three gasped.
Stealing from our own pantry?
Helen nodded and sat back in her seat.
Can you believe it? I mean, I have free coffee every Saturday. You'd think that would be enough. As president of the senior center, I feel like it is my duty to find out who it is.
Indeed. And what kind of punishment will you give them? Ida seemed excited to hear about what that might entail.
Well, I don't think I'll punish them. You know the saying, you catch more flies with honey than vinegar. I'll see why they are stealing. Perhaps there is a reason. Maybe we can work with them. At the very least, I'm going to let them know that I know so they don't do any more stealing.
Maybe it's the same person who stole the diamonds from Faraday's. Ida pressed her lips together and squinted as if thinking. I do remember hearing a car squealing into the development a few nights ago around 11. Is that when the heist happened? Yes, that woke me up too.
Nans's eyes sparkled with delight.
Do you think the thief could be living in the Brook Ridge Falls retirement community?
The four seniors lived in a 55-plus community with an active senior center.
The community was quite large, with apartment buildings and single-family homes.
It would make our job a lot easier. I think we should snoop around, Ida said.
Nance bit into the cupcake she had in front of her. It was frosted with Italian buttercream.
Yum, this is good.
Nance nodded to Lexi.
Is this what you're using for the dog show?
One of them. We're planning a few types of frosting, and we've been working on some dog-shaped cupcakes and cookies. Of course, there will be a big cake for the party after the winners are announced. Lexi was excited about getting the contract to cater the desserts for the annual dog show. The show was quite a big deal, with cash prizes for the winning dogs, and the catering contract paid well, not to mention providing exposure for her bakery. Ruth bit into her sample and nodded enthusiastically.
This one is a winner.
I agree, Ida said.
Are you entering Sprinkles in the show?
Lexi laughed.
Sprinkles? Are you kidding me? I can barely get her to sit still.
Sprinkles was Lexi's white Shih Tzu poodle mix. She was a sweet dog, and Lexi loved her, but she wasn't quite dog show material.
It's probably just as well that you aren't entering her, Ida said. Barbara Morrison's dog, Prudence, is a favorite to win, as is Edwina Southwick's pug, Queenie. They're very competitive about it. It's no wonder. There is a $10,000 prize for the winner, Nan said. Still, they almost came to blows the other day at the hair salon while discussing whose dog was best.
Ruth shook her head at the memory of the inappropriate behavior. Helen pointed her cupcake at Lexi.
You don't want to get in the middle of that, that's for sure.
You can say that again. I don't think Sprinkles would pass the behavior category, but she is pretty. Which reminds me, she has a grooming appointment in half an hour. I'd better get going if I want to get her there in time.
We'd better get a move on, too. We need to get some intel on this robbery. I say we pay a visit to Faraday Jewelers just as soon as we finish these cupcakes, Ida said, as she reached for a strawberry buttercream frosted cupcake.